Welcome to Notes from the Electronic Cottage. I'm Jim Campbell. It's time to gather around close to your radio because we're going to talk about a very personal subject today, protection. Now, before you get too much of a flush up on your cheeks, let me add that the subject is power protection. You've undoubtedly acquired quite a few of those electronic devices for your home, and they all depend on nice, clean power to run correctly and to live long, healthy lives, right? Well then, what are you doing to make sure that the power they're going to be getting is nice and clean, and that a big surge of electrons doesn't come in through your wall, fry your valuable piece of electronic equipment, and turn it into an expensive doorstop? I thought so. Okay, well maybe we'd better think a bit about how funky electrical current can affect your valuable equipment. The piece of electronic equipment in most homes that's most susceptible to fluctuations in electric current is your computer. You may be surprised to hear that in a study commissioned by IBM some years ago, researchers discovered that there are an average of 128 quote-unquote events a month in typical electric service. The ones we notice are the dramatic ones, like a complete power outage or a blackout. But there are a whole slew of other events that happen and that we don't usually notice. For example, there are spikes in which voltage jumps very high for a very brief period of time, usually measured in thousandths or even millionths of a second. These often occur when power has been turned off and then comes back on again. It's kind of like a dam breaking. There are fluctuations in voltage, with voltage either climbing higher than it should or sagging lower for an instant, or sometimes a few instants. These are called oscillatory transients. However fancy the names are, the bottom line is that there are many funky things going on in your electrical lines, and those variations, even if they don't take a computer out completely, can shorten the life of electronic components, cause short or long-term memory loss, and even corrupt data on your hard drive. Sometimes variations in power come from inside the house as well. For example, have you noticed your lights dimming when the furniture or fridge cycles on? If so, you can bet that your computer and your other electronic equipment notices even more than you do. No problem, you say. My equipment's all turned off. Is it? Does your television come on immediately when you press the on button? Does your stereo system have a standby light on the front that's lit all the time? Does your microwave have a clock that's on 24 hours a day? If so, the truth is that your equipment is not completely off, and a surge could come up the line right out of your wall, up the electrical cord, bypass fuses or power protection, and fry some part of the equipment's inside. It doesn't happen often, but it does happen. So, what should you do? Well, that depends on how much the equipment's worth to you and how sensitive it is to fluctuations in power quality. For your microwave, a regular surge protector that costs maybe $15 in a hardware store will do fine. Get one with a light that tells you it's working properly and make sure that it has a reset switch. Surge protectors in this price range may have to be replaced in as little as 6 months, especially if they take a hit from a surge coming down the power lines. But $15 is a lot less to lose than $150 or $200. For your computer, especially if it's fairly expensive, you may want something a bit more powerful and, of course, more costly. A line conditioner, for example, will smooth out those high and low voltage fluctuations before they get to your computer. Especially if you live down a long dirt road or if you depend heavily on your computer, a line conditioner could be a good investment. Usually, line conditioners also serve as surge protectors. Some, and some higher-priced standalone surge protectors, also have a place to plug in your phone line before it goes to the modem in your computer. Why? Because, of course, surges can come into your computer through your phone line as well. Your phone line is self-powered, which is why a regular phone, not a cordless phone, mind you, but a regular phone, will still work even if there's no electrical power to your house. However, that's also why you can get a power surge coming into your computer through a phone wire, as well as through a regular electrical connection. Another device that's really useful if you work on your computer a lot is called a UPS. It's not a brown truck, it's an uninterruptible power supply. You plug your computer into it and then plug the UPS into your line conditioner or into the wall. If the power goes out suddenly, where I live it happens a few times a week, even if it's just for a moment, the UPS will kick in and provide backup power for 5 or 10 minutes so that you can shut your computer down safely without losing whatever you're working on. These UPS units aren't cheap, but if you have a home-based business or an expensive computer, they may be a worthwhile investment. I have one, and it has saved my butt more than once. So, there's the 5-minute version of power protection in the home. This is obviously a very brief overview, and there's a lot more that we could talk about. If you're interested in looking into the topic more, look at Consumers Reports or other product rating magazines, or check your favorite computer publication. They often have stories on power protection. When all is said and done, you may decide that power protection is unnecessary, or it's too expensive for your situation. That's fine. But at least when the next power surge comes, now you'll know what's at stake. And the next time you turn on your protected or unprotected radio, we hope you'll tune in to another edition of Notes from the Electronic Cottage.